Renowned human rights attorney Lynn Stewart, currently serving a 10-year sentence in Carswell, Texas, faces a new challenge that threatens her very life. A cancer, successfully treated prior to her jailing, has now returned. In 2005, Stewart was convicted on 5 counts of conspiracy to aid and abet terrorism and sentenced to 28 months in prison by a trial judge who, in his sentencing remarks, said that Lynn Stewart had spent her life serving the poor and disenfranchised, even to her own detriment. The government appealed, saying the sentence was too light, and on July 15, 2010, Stewart was resentenced to 10 years in prison. She is now 72. Sally O'Brien spoke with Stewart's daughter, Dr. Zenobia Brown, who discusses this controversial case and calls for a humanitarian release.
Mother was diagnosed with cancer roughly 7 years ago, and at the time had surgery and radiation, which was followed by hormone treatment therapy. That was successful at keeping her cancer in remission. However, so much of cancer does want to recur. And in fact, that is what has happened for my mom. Unfortunately, because of her circumstances of being in prison, there were several symptoms of the cancer that went on for a time before the finding of what we call metastatic lesions, or cancer that has left the primary site and has gone to other parts of her body, were discovered. Unfortunately, from there, it has taken quite some time for her to have a biopsy to prove that these tumorous lesions were cancer, and then to see an oncologist who could start definitive treatment for the breast cancer recurrence.
And of course, your mom is now 72 years old and still facing another 7 years, I believe. And can you just share with the listeners why she's in prison?
Ultimately, and sort of the incredible injustice of her incarceration, is that it all comes down to her representation of Sheikh Omar Abdulrahman. And after he was in prison, giving a press release, which was against a SAM, or special administrative measure. Her lawyers argue and are still arguing to get her out of prison that this was a First Amendment right, and it was also attorney-client privilege. And on the legal end of things, she believes that she will be vindicated even in this post-9/11 time. Her initial sentence was 3 years. That was then appealed to be augmented by Judge Kodal to 10 years in prison for what amounts to a press release, where no one was heard, no violent acts were performed. And so because of the seriousness of her illness, 10-year sentence is a death sentence.
As you pointed out, her crime, if you will, was the violation of special administrative rules, SAMs, that she couldn't help facilitate communication between her client, the blind Sheikh Abdulrahman, and the public. And she, feeling an obligation to help her client, did help him release a press release to Reuters News Service. But it's important to note that John Ashcroft himself came to New York for this arrest, and it was the first high-profile terrorism-related arrest since the Patriot Act passed. And I'm wondering if she was caught up in a politic not of her own making.
Absolutely. I mean, it was at a time when for weeks we had no idea who to be angry with before we started bombing Iraq. And then it was how many years later until Osama bin Laden was captured and killed. So at that time, government was quite desperate to get somebody. And who better than this attorney who really had been a thorn in the side of authority for many years? And I think at the time of this special administrative measure, this was before 9/11, there was no inkling that it could escalate to this point where it would be prison time. And then again, no inkling that that would then escalate into a 10-year sentence. I mean, it baffles the mind. And I think it has had a chilling effect on lots of people in terms of their own activism and their own voice, in terms of feeling that if they can take this elderly woman who has done so much good in her life with no kind of criminal record at all, who arguably was only exercising her First Amendment right, and could literally put her in prison, and then literally again now knowing that she has this, you know, stage 4 cancer, and leave her there. That is the part that we cannot ignore. And I think that there is potential here for my mother's sake, and also for other prisoners who do not have appropriate access to life-saving treatments, to have them released compassionately. And I think while we are continuing to pursue Supreme Court issues, the medical piece is that really the appropriate thing for the Bureau of Prisons to do is to recommend her for compassionate release. And that is going to be part of what I am working towards for my mother, understanding the seriousness and severity of her cancer at this time. On the lynnstewart.org website, we are going to be launching a online petition for compassionate release that outlines what's going on medically with mothers, and letter writing campaign. Send those letters to Lynn directly in the prison, and the address is on the website. And I think just getting those letters will mean a lot to my mother and will sustain her in this struggle against cancer as well as the struggle against her incarceration.
Dr. Zenobia Brown speaking about the case of her mother, Lynn Stewart, who is currently serving a 10-year sentence for violating special administration rules imposed on her client, blind Sheikh Omar Abdulrahman. Brown was interviewed by WBAI's Sally O'Brien. Ironically, Rahman's freedom is today being demanded by Egypt's new president, Mohamed Morsi.